AudioLark Audiobooks presents Hostage of the Heart by Linda Acaster. Read for you by Susan Anderson. Chapter 1. Denna looked up from her embroidery and out over the dusty yard. Her gaze traced the rutted lane as it wound down the bank, through the palisade, and over the defense ditch towards the narrow fields beyond. Women bent double with the weight of corn on their backs were shuffling towards the wooden hall and its adjacent buildings, their children following, each carrying some burden, however small. Pursing her lips, trying to reconcile the sight before her with her ever-increasing sense of guilt, Denna stole a glance at the richly dressed woman beside her. Never to be seen in workaday clothing, Ethlyn had no eyes for the labors of her people. Her attention was fixed on the partly completed banner on her lap, and Denna watched her smile as she fingered the delicate stitches. Her opinion would get short shrift from her aunt, but her conscience kept goading her to voice it. "We should help with the harvesting," she said. "With all the able-bodied men gone with Edwulf to rally at the king's standard, there aren't enough people left to work in the fields."
"I've told you, Denna, it's below your station to harden your hands with such a task. Until you are found a husband, your place is to be at my side as companion."
Ethlyn didn't even raise her eyes from her needlework as she spoke, and Denna let a terse sigh of frustration escape her.